Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Yes, we have a special guest. I will not name her name. But she is one of our really good friends. She came in all... how long have we known you?
About 3 years.
About three years.
Yeah. So what's really funny is how I met her is we were on a trip for a school field trip.
Yeah. The Austin trip.
In
right?
Austin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is that? Right. Because we know everyone.
Who's that hottie?
I know.
Who's that hottie?
Who is this hottie? We all know each other. It's a very, very small school. And I was like, maybe she's someone's Thea. I don't know. Which means aunt.
Yeah.
I know.
I took Spanish.
Okay. We gave away some part of my identity.
Yeah. And at the end, you know, we go to this restaurant and we were already talking about, well, we drove, like we only have one driver and like six girls. Uh-huh. Can the girls who didn't drive, can we have a margarita? And I walk in and you and your husband are drinking a margarita. I was like, oh, they're my people.
Oh, yeah.
So then, yeah, I invited you to our holiday party. And from then on, like, I know that was an overwhelming experience.
It was a lot.
But you but just I kind felt, of made your way
I felt
through.
So welcome.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone was so
it's
nice.
Great community.
And then ever since then, you've been a ride or die.
Love
yeah.
Y'all.
Yes.
Ooh. You're amazing. Thank you. So sweet.
I know. So Sujata, how's work?
Loving work. I look forward to it. Now ask me a year later.
Beautiful.
But I look forward to it. You know how you ask me, do you wake up in the morning? Because I have like morning meetings every single day. Mm-hmm. And I actually look forward to it when I wake up in the morning. I get myself, you know, somewhat ready. And then go get ready and just I'm very motivated. Nice. And so
do you have enough time in the day to do everything you want to do?
I get my yoga in.
Okay.
And Bob makes breakfast.
Ooh.
But he's always made breakfast.
He's a trooper.
He's always made breakfast for the whole family in the morning. So my breakfast is there and I just prep lunch. And then, yes, you asked me about my coffee enema. I do prep it and I do it after work. Like
you
immediately.
Daily?
Uh-huh.
Daily?
No. I do it maybe average, maybe now average about once a week. So I do it like on the full moon day. So I'll do it 3 days right there. So you know what I'm saying? I average about 4 or 5
Wasn't
times a month.
Wasn't the full moon last weekend?
Yeah, this past weekend. So I did.
Did you get some? You didn't see
a little
any
bit.
Parasites?
Like small ones, but not really.
Were they like...
I went to the vet today and I saw all they had pictures of what the parasites look like in dogs. I was like, oh,
that's what it looks like.
Ringworms and pinworms and what. And I was like, oh, man. But yeah, no, I'm enjoying my work a lot. So
that's good. Yeah. I'm really proud of you. It takes a lot from because you were out of the workforce for like what?
Almost 5 years.
So it'll be 10 for me. I can't see myself going back. I mean, I know my situation's a little different and I always have to be like available just in case, but I also feel like if I was in charge of like something that I had to get done like every day, I would have to get like so many of something done and be in charge of others or like others counting on me to do something. Like, I think I would have like anxiety.
And I know like besides... There is. You have to prep everything ahead of time. Mm. So whenever I knew I was going to get a job, like 2 weeks before, I was like, okay, we all need to do things on the weekends. And, you know, the things that I used to do, I'm like delegating.
Oh.
Just like you delegate at work, I delegated everything so we all can do it. Like my kids are very much into one's unloading and one's loading dishes every single day. Yes, my dishes are there in the morning, but by the evening time, I have to be okay with my dishes not being there.
Okay.
Like, I mean, being there during work, like I'll go put my dish up.
Right.
I have to be okay with that. And then I know that my kids are going to do it afterwards. So there is a lot of delegating and then Bob gets all the groceries. They help after dinner.
That's amazing.
So it is a whole family thing, but I find that yes, we all have to do more work now. They do. And so do I. I think it's actually nice for the responsibility that they realize, okay, this is what mom used to do. Now we need to kind of pick up because those laundry they do get behind. Like, if we don't finish it and make sure we do it, because mommy's, I'm the one who was like doing all the laundry.
Yeah.
Girl, yes.
And now Bob's doing the laundry. Yeah. Just like yesterday, I was like, hey, I'm going to fold Arian's laundry. You go fold our, can you go fold our laundry? And he folded all of them. Very nice.
But do you like the way he folds?
He actually folds better than I do.
Okay, because Chaz, I don't really prefer his type of folding.
No one folds as good as I do. Oh.
So
he folds my underwear.
Wow.
And everything.
I don't even fold my underwear.
I don't eat. That's my whole point is I roll it.
I didn't even do that. I just lay them flat on top of each other. I lay the panties and then the thongs. It's just like a pile of thongs. I mean, because like.
Yes. I have the little organizers, so I just roll them and put them in there.
No, oh, I don't even have time for that. That's great.
That's what I did when I didn't have a job. So, but like when I came yesterday, I was like, oh, you didn't have to fold my sweatshirts because I hang them, right?
Yeah.
But he had him like really nice. Like it was all really done real nice.
Oh, y'all. I remember. So my dad's always been like a big guy. Uh-huh. And I remember growing up that my mom, like part of my, you know, we would have to do everything, right? We didn't get any freaking money or like, what do you call it? Allowance.
Allowance.
There was no fucking allowance.
Yeah. Or a treat at the end of the week. Yeah. No.
But a part of it was like, you know, folding my parents. Well, I was folding my parents' laundry. How fucked up is that?
Their drawers too?
My dad's tidy whities. And they were not like white all the time.
Oh.
And they were like big and I would like fold them Fruit of the Looms. I'd fold them in half and then three. Like my mom made me. How traumatizing.
I don't think I've ever seen my dad's or my mom.
Like now I think about it. Like now I'm older and I think about it. I'm like, that's messed up. Right? Like it's not even like a son doing it. It was like me doing my dad's fucking tidy whities. And he was never big. He was always like XXX, right? So like y'all
you can
just watch
in.
Out just they watch out what you ask your kids to do. That's what I was doing.
Yeah,
I was also doing a lot of stuff.
I think we all were doing a lot. Well, actually,
shut up, you know this bitch. Homegirl, she has never cleaned a toilet.
Really? You've never cleaned a
but
toilet?
But I have toilet phobia, if that's such a thing.
Okay,
I get toilet using phobia, but you have to clean a toilet.
Who cleans your toilets in your house? Do you have housekeeper?
Mm-hmm. Before that was Bob.
Okay, check Bob out.
But you've never always had. you haven't always either had Bob or a housekeeper.
But my mom and my grandmother cleaned it every week. They cleaned it all the time. Like, we've always had clean toilets. Mm-hmm. But they cleaned it. I'll do everything else. It's not like I didn't vacuum. Yeah, I know. They understood because I was very, very. Me and my sister both have that issue. But I vacuumed. I mowed the lawn. Did you mow the lawn? I mowed the lawn. Did the weed eater and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 All right.
There you go. Okay. See, I did the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Not
she's
the nasty
more
stuff.
Than made up for it. Yeah. In hard work.
Not the folding the underwear.
But my dad never let me cook. He never let me help in the kitchen. Like, I can put dishes up because he's like, I don't want anything to happen to her face. Like, he didn't want me to splatter with, like,
she's
oil
so
or anything.
No, well, he has to marry her off.
Yeah, he does.
He has to get paid.
So he's like, don't go in the kitchen at that young age. And so when I got married to Bob, I didn't really know how to cook.
But don't they train you to do that? You're supposed to cook as a wife, Indian
Who?
Wife?
No.
No?
An Indian wife, aren't you Mexican wife supposed to cook too?
No, we're detached. True. I'm like second generation. I'm third generation. So
I'm third. I'm second generation.
But you might as well. You're like the most fobbest Indian girl.
But then I do know how to cook really well.
So how did you learn?
It was in the genes.
Mm. See, Indian genes.
Indian genes.
Mexican.
I'm not going to complain. I can cook.
Yeah. All right. So last week it was a little bit of a sad podcast. Mm-hmm. I was talking about my dad and Breslin surgery, which she's doing pretty good, and her recovery. So I thought it would be fun to do just like random questions. Questions that you wouldn't offer up right mm-hmm. away. But like everyone does it. And maybe people don't talk about it, but you know, everyone does it. So the first one, do you pee in the shower? Thank you for not peeing in the shower. Okay, what about you?
I do.
I do too.
I because do. I do pee before I go in the shower, but then I stay in the shower for a long time.
Yeah.
Me too. And yeah. I'm like,
don't pee in the shower. Don't pee. It's okay. Not hygienic. I don't do it every time, but say like
I don't do it all the time. But if I'm in there and I haven't
gone yet, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go.
Yeah,
let loose.
But it's kind of nice because then it like you wash yourself.
I exactly because you're not gonna come out and then do it.
Yeah. Right.
It's pretty. You know why I get your butt though,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah, it's like not
do that.
Yeah.
Laurel, she's like, don't do that. I actually, yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, if the water's running.
Yeah. Do you blow your nose in the shower?
I do.
I do too. Because
I feel like that's the best place to do it.
I don't blow my nose that often, but when I do it in there. Yeah.
I'm not going to pick my nose like in the middle of the living room.
Yes.
So I remember, I didn't think it was like a big deal. And then I remember being in Nashville for my niece's bachelorette party and I shared a room with my sister and I was in the shower and I blew my nose and she was like, oh, what are you doing? And I was just like, I'm blowing my nose. And she was like, that's gross. I was like, and then I made up an excuse. I was like, oh, it's because I drank so much last night. I'm like, I'm really stocked up. But what's so wrong about it? There's it just nothing, goes down.
But when else are you supposed to do it?
Like after, I still, every time I come out of the shower, I still have to blow my nose because I feel like it's just wet.
Yeah.
And I don't want to walk around with like a wet nostrils.
No. Yeah. But
you don't use a tissue, a Kleenex after you come out the shower?
No.
Do you not wash your face?
I do wash my face, but there's nothing in my nose.
It just kind of, I mean.
I will have it on occasion.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You don't step out the shower?
No, I think I need to get something checked on my nose anyways, though, because I don't breathe through my nose.
Oh, that's right.
I don't. I breathe through my mouth, so I think I need to get it checked. There's nothing coming through my nose.
So she sleeps like this.
That's an exception.
Yeah. I do. With my eyes open, too. My mouth open, my eyes open.
He's so scary for Bob. Poor thing.
He thinks that he was
he's like talking to her.
Me and Bob were dating. I fell asleep at Bob's house, and his mom was like, "Hey, wake up." I mean, no, she didn't say wake up. She's like, "Hey, don't you need to go home? It's like 3 a.m. Don't you need to go home?" And Bob's like, "Mom, she's sleeping." She's like, "What?" But my eyes were like wide open, sleeping.
Oh God, that's.
Okay, you ask the question.
Okay, I just got some random questions. Okay, what advice would you give your 16-year-old self?
Oh, that's rough.
That's rough.
Okay. Mine didn't have that much thought put into
okay.
it, but okay. Okay, go homegirl. I'm just gonna call you our homegirl.
Yeah,
love yourself. Love yourself. You're the only one of you that exists in the whole wide world, and you are miraculous.
Preach,
love
girl.
Yourself.
Preach.
That is, yeah.
That's a good one.
That is really good.
I think for me, I would say, hey, you will have to go through so much, but know everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
This too shall pass. And everything's going to be okay. And you're going to be better for it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think for me, I would allow, because of my like upbringing, I wish I would tell myself to just do whatever you felt like doing.
Yeah.
Because you were like, oh, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough to do this. And just do whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you feel like doing, go for it. You have no responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You're 16, you're old enough. Just do whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't hold yourself.
Like, if you have the opportunity to do stuff, mm-hmm. take that opportunity. Because, you know, when you get older and you have kids, like, you can't really do a lot. Like, if you wanted to study abroad or take a job somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Or whatever, you know, it's just a little bit harder to do now. But
yeah, and so now I try to tell my daughter, I was like, mm-hmm. do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody.
So yes, I would do that. But I also thought you were asking, like, considering how your life turned out, what would you tell yourself? Not like, what would you tell your 16-year-old self to have your life be a little different than it is now? Mm-hmm. You know what I
Could
mean?
Could it go the both difference? Ways?
Yeah. I thought you were asking us based on, like, how we've lived our life.
Yeah,
what
I guess.
What would you change?
not what would I change, but like, you know, like, because let's just be honest, like your high school boyfriend or your college boyfriend, right? Well, like, both of y'all are different.
No, I had a high school boyfriend.
Okay.
Yes. At age 16, but 17.
You really think that that's like your one, your person, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just feel like I'd probably say like, just it's not that serious. I don't know, you know, because you have a heartbreak. I mean, you talked about how depressed you were over your high school boyfriend. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just puppy love.
There's just going to be more things.
And I would say, if you think you're in love, you're really not. Like, you think that's your whole world. And I just feel like I wish I didn't focus on that and focused more on myself and my girlfriends and doing fun things and be a little bit more bold to like go meet other guys and girls. Like don't be in such a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm. So early.
So early. I agree. Yeah. Like date around and whatnot, but don't take it so serious. Don't take it seriously.
Because you're never going to be a hoe again.
I'm not telling my daughter that.
I will tell my kids. Okay. I know you guys are different, right? Oh, wait. You have a question because I already know what my next one's going to be. What's your question?
I don't have any questions.
Oh, you're just like a recipient?
Yeah, I'm just a responder.
Okay. All right. So would you encourage your child to try before they buy?
Honestly, yeah, I think I would.
Okay.
You know, it'd be good to have that initial experience just to know what you're signing up for, I think. I would like to be traditional and have it all be about love, but let's talk practicality here, you know? Like, you're going to be with this person indefinitely, so you kind of want to get a good idea of what you're working with, in my opinion.
That's my opinion, too.
Yeah.
Like, I would say that I had enough partners, not like a lot of partners. I had, you know, but I also know like what I ended up with was like good, you know, and like, and everything. But I also tried it before we got into it, and had it not worked out the way it was, you know, I don't know, because to me, it makes a big difference. Like to me, it's a very, big part of a relationship.
It is.
So come on, it has to be good. You're gonna have the same D for like 30 fucking 40 years.
Yeah.
I didn't have sex before marriage, but mine is amazing. And I feel like you grow. It worked out. But I think given your relationship, I mean, you make out and everything beforehand. You can kind of tell also. You just don't do the D, you know.
So but you did everything else.
Yeah, I did everything else. But
you can tell there's a little flavor in
it. There's you can tell a guy by the way they dance. They dance. You can really tell.
But yes,
and
I agree with that.
And personality also matters, in my opinion. I feel like personality, he's got great personality. He knows how to move. He's going to be great in bed.
But also, if someone tries to hook you up and they're like, is he good looking? Well, he has a good personality. So you have to tread lightly on the personality. Bob isn't it. Bob
but
is
I know what he looked like.
Oh, well, yeah. But I'm saying like someone uses that as like a, well, looks don't matter. He's a funny guy. Mm-hmm. Right. But like Bob has it all. Right. You know,
right,
he's funny, he's good looking, apparently he like rocks the world and
yeah, he does. But what if a guy is good in bed but then he has a really bad personality?
Oh god, I couldn't stay with someone like that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. Like no if way. My husband was a jack off, like
you wouldn't even be married.
I know, hell no. No. I couldn't be, because we know some people like that, right? We're like either the wives are like not that great but the husband's fun, or the wives are fun and the husband's a jerk.
Yeah.
Like I would hate if like that was me, right? Like but also that's just not me. If like my husband was a dick to everybody, I could not be with him. I'm sorry. I could not be with an asshole.
Right.
And I know some people like that. Like
yeah.
And I'm just like, "Ooh, he's such a fucking dick." Like I just can't see how to me it takes more effort to be a jerk to everybody than just be nice. Mm-hmm. It just makes me wonder like Okay. Do they even like anybody? Is it just do they like just their circle? But to me, like it, if you love me, you want to make an effort to like be nice and cordial and just like, maybe you don't like them, maybe, but like they don't get that vibe from right. me. You can play it off.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know? But yeah. Mm-mm. So let's just say like, okay, Rhea, what would you say to her?
I think like we said, the generation is different. So I cannot expect that from Rhea, but I don't want her hoeing around either. Not at all. But I would like her to do what her heart desires. Yeah. And if she's in a really serious relationship and she feels like that's the right time and right thing, I'd say go for it. She's an adult. She can figure it out. Now, I don't want her. I would not like her, you know, there's a certain age, and I don't think you are emotionally or mentally prepared, especially girls, to just go in and have sex at such a young age. I don't know.
What do you think that age is?
I don't know. I will say when I was in high school, I wasn't quite ready emotionally because I was in a serious relationship. And I think the best time for me would probably be in college. Because I feel like you're out in the open. You have to figure things out on your own. But I want to raise her to know who she is and have a lot of self-respect. And then just do... Yeah, I am not saying that I want her to wait. It would be nice if she wants to. But then people are also getting married at age 25, 30.
So young, though. Yeah. There's like this new kind of thing where people are getting married so young and having three kids by like 28 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I was thinking the opposite. Like everyone's like career women want to get married at.
No, I just feel like now, like it's like, I don't know. There was like our generation who like we focus on our career and stuff, and like we waited like later to have kids. But I just feel like now it's like the thing is to like have all your kids and not space them so much apart.
So that's probably in between hours or something. Because like when we got married. When I got married, I was one of the younger ones in our group, and I was 25, 26. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's so young. That's so young. Mm-hmm. And people were getting married over the age 30. So that's interesting. That's a new trend because all of Bob's cousins are over way over 30, and they got married, and they're having their kids close to 40 now.
Okay. So that's very.
It's older.
Yeah. Because even where do they live?
Here.
Yeah. Because even in the South, that's like old. That's old.
That is. Like, I feel like I don't want to be 50 when my kid is 10.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not preferable, but you know,
I personally wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be young. So,
okay. Try before you buy. All right. So next.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. This is, have you ever had a friendship breakup and what happened?
I did. I had a friendship breakup. I was really close to this girl. I loved her. But she had a lot of unfortunate things happen in her life. She had some really close people to her pass away. Her husband had a drug issue. Mm-hmm. And she just sort of had a mental breakdown. And she did not come back after that. She was not the same person after that, unfortunately. So I just lost her.
You just lost her. Okay.
Yeah, we lost touch. I tried to stay in contact with her, but you know, we just fell into our separate mm-hmm. ways, and we just drifted apart. And I tried a couple of times to connect with her, mm-hmm. and I'm just a little bit of an introvert, so I mm-hmm. tried a couple of times, and that was that. She didn't respond, mm-hmm, and I mm-hmm. just kind of let it drift.
And how many years of friendship
was gosh, maybe 10 more.
Okay.
You want to well go? You know yeah, who I, it was.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yes, I do.
So I think I always try to like give the benefit of the doubt mm-hmm. to a lot of people, and I think this person in particular a lot of, you know, more than one person had told me like, oh, I don't know, you know, but I was just like, hey, you know, she's never done it to me. She's really cool, mm-hmm. whatever. And I think after a while, and I think she just had a lot to deal with. And I want to say maybe some like, I don't know, mental things maybe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was really sad because we always had a good time and, you know, we were really close. Like, I spent the night at her house. Like, Breslin spent the night at her house. Yeah. Like, I mean, we... And then
wow.
Like,
I didn't know Breslin spent the night. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And then, like, every, like one by one, other friends other than me, dropping. And so I was one of the last ones. And then one of the reasons why she gave me, why she didn't want to be close to me or my friend anymore, was just really odd, because the incident that made her not want to be my friend anymore was like 2 months prior to when she actually told me. So we were still friends beyond that, like past that. And so I was just really confused. I had no idea. It really hurt me. It really like hurt my feelings. And so I remember, I don't know, it had been a couple months. And so like I was a little tipsy on my birthday, and I'm known to do this. So it was just like, hey, I really miss you. Like, you know, like, let's forgive and forget. And, you know, I really miss you in my life. And I mean, people were like, she's toxic. But I was yeah. And she never texted me back. And I remember were like, wow, that's cold blooded. And I was like, now I know.
I think I came over that night. I came over that night. Okay.
You know, yeah. I really do try.
Did she leave you on red? Like, maybe she never saw it. She saw it for sure.
I mean, I'm sure she saw it.
Yeah.
I'm sure she saw it.
Yeah. I don't doubt that she didn't see it. Okay.
But to me, that's like really cold blooded. Like, I think if someone sent me that and I really didn't want to be their friend, I'd be like, hey, listen, like, shit happens and I just don't feel like you're good for me in my life. Okay, I would respect that. I would like that. That's mm-hmm. cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, no nothing. That's kind of ballsy.
Yeah.
That's kind of ballsy.
And y'all were like really close. Fucking close. I know, like your hospital. I remember.
She took me to like from my when they took eggs out for what do they call them? Like extractions, whatever. Yeah. All my eggs, I had to have someone drive me because Chaz was out of town, and she drove me home from that appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when like nobody knew. I didn't want anyone to know. Yeah. So like that's how close we were. That's,
yeah.
Anyways, it's really sad. Next.
No, it's yeah. So I have had a friend that we had a breakup. But I have to say, like, usually I kind of know ahead of time. Like, I've had a lot, like, friendships that have fallen. So, like, I have a guard sometimes, and it's really hard for me to trust because I've always trusted all my friends. And I always give benefit of the doubt, and I love them, do everything. And, like, I feel like, I don't know what it was. Like, I don't know if it was, like, you know, you're happy, you're just content, and, like, there was some, I don't know, I just attracted not the best girls. But there's one girl we became really, really, really good friends. But I hesitated at the beginning because I don't know what there was a reason for it. And then she got married and I helped her on the wedding. And then she got real close to my family. She got real close to my family and kind of got herself inside my family. And so then I was like, okay, if my family likes her, I'll give her 110%. Before I was giving her like 90%, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was a lot of jealousy. Ugh. So I was like, and I already had those.
So she was infiltrating your friends, your family?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Sounds like single life female over here.
She was, when she was married, she was very miserable because her husband, like, was at the clubs. He owns a lot of clubs,
and
he still does.
How did you know that she was jealous?
Well, I had bought my Bob had bought me a brand new car, and I was driving it, and she was like, "Oh, like the way, like she wasn't very happy." And I'm like, "Okay." And then she ended up buying the same exact one.
Oh my gosh!
And she parked it right next to me, and she's like, "Oh, you didn't get navigation in your car?"
Oh god!
No, I have MapQuest full.
And I was like, no, we couldn't afford it, man. We couldn't afford it. But
no,
I got the car.
Freak my shit out, girl.
Thomas guy. Don't trip.
And so not only that, there were so many things like, why does your husband have to come to this? Why does he have to come? And we were just married. I got married a year or so. Anyhow, you just like, I always like sensed jealousy, and just, it was just not a friend where you can just open up and be everything with.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh,
you're have to be reserved. That sucks.
And you're like, your friend, you're like hanging out with your husband and doing this. I was like, yeah, I just got married to him. But I would also have my girlfriends come and spend the night. She was one of them that would come spend the night when Bob would go out of town.
Yeah.
Or all girls came over and we just had fun. But it was, she was upset because her husband was zero. Like, he would never come out and everything. Mm-hmm. So there was some insecurity on her end, but it was flowing over to me.
Yeah.
So I think that if a good friend can't be, you know, they're, even when they're not happy, like, they got to be, even if you're not happy, you should still be happy for other people, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For your friends, somebody that you care about, you can't, you know, be jealous of them.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, because I feel like we all have times where we're not happy. Like, well, we're going through some stuff, but that doesn't mean, like, you're not happy for someone else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, at the same time, that you can't be happy from someone else.
That's right.
And I think you can also, like, you know, want the same thing or, like, be envious. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
But I don't think you have bad intentions. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, as a friend.
Well, envious is like a negative connotation.
Yeah, it is. And how is the
So you could be, I mean, listen. I'll be honest with you guys. You know, Breslin, we have special needs, right? Like, do I look at you guys and, like, you have, you know, you can take trips and everyone's like, walks and you guys can go hiking and you can do, like, do I wish that? Like, yeah, I wish we could do that, but I'm not jealous that you guys can do it. It's just like ours is different. Like, it's just a different mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm happy you guys get to do that. I'm not sad we don't, but we just have to get do different things.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so our girl's trying to FaceTime us.
Oh.
We're recording. Come over here.
Say something.
Hi. You're on our podcast.
We went downtown to Mamma Mia. We rushed to scan our tickets. And they were for Thursday.
Oh my God.
You guys. Oh my God. So I love how you guys are listening to Mamma Mia right now. That is something that this is moms, right? Mom life.
Yes.
You have so many things going on that the tickets you thought you had for tonight were actually for Thursday. And it's not even Wednesday. It's Tuesday today.
It is. But I kept thinking today's Wednesday.
Girl, a lot of life happened yesterday. I couldn't believe I woke up and it was just Tuesday.
That's, I think we all feel that way. I'm like, wait, today's only Tuesday. What day? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's going slow, but there's a lot that happened.
Okay. The question.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
When would you let your daughter have a boyfriend? Like, to go out on a date with just them two.
Just them two.
Yeah. Like, to the movies. Where you drop them off, where you're not like hanging out at the bar. You literally drop them off and you pick them up in like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Same high school.
Mm-hmm. Look at everyone's thinking about this.
I think middle school is still too early.
It's too early.
Yeah.
I still think, even in high school and ninth grade, I think it's too early because like, I'm just saying, if you're leaving them by themselves,
something's going
to
happen.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me? My parents used to drop us off at Astroworld all fucking day from like I was in middle school. Drop us off all day and leave me with like $5. No, man, that's why I know how to live life and not like trust everybody, because I had to like watch my back. Yeah. Yes.
I would say like 15, 16.
Yeah, I think so. I think 15 for sure. I mean, I think like once they get into high school, I mean,
they're
going to
be driving at 16. They're going to be out there by themselves with somebody. That's what I'm saying? Or there's more chances for that to happen. But I'd say I'd start 15 and start trusting her so she doesn't go buck wild when she turns 16. I don't know. Maybe I got
it.
Buck wild. Hey, I will tell you this. I did have a friend who was saving herself. So while I was doing things, she wasn't doing things, but then girl, that didn't work out. And then once she started doing things, it was like
she
wild out
yes.
more than I ever did.
Okay.
And so like what you said was if you hold them back or prevent them, like they will just like do it, even like
they'll figure out a way and they'll go crazy. That's
exactly
why, so that's why Rhea was allowed to have a boyfriend. I let her have a boyfriend in middle school. In seventh grade, actually.
Yeah. Really?
Just because, and I met the boy.
To kind of test the waters.
Yeah, I wanted her to see. So it was, and I told her, it was a reason for me to do it because every girl was doing it. And she got into seventh grade. Guys are thinking she's really attractive and she's like wanting to. So one of the boys, she told me, and he was a nice kid. He was introduced to me and everything. And I was like, you know what? I think I want her to go out with. And Rhea was so innocent. She's like, Mom, he's asking me out. Mm-hmm. Then she'll put on the speaker, and then she'll put mute in. She's like, what should I say to him? Blah, blah, blah. So I heard it was that innocent.
Aww. Yeah.
And so my whole point on that is I want her to realize that these boys do not really love her. They go from one girl to another girl to another girl to another girl. And that's exactly what ended up happening. Okay. They're immature. They don't even know anything. And so then she was like, Mom, this is so overrated. Like, it's so uncomfortable.
Dating
is so overrated. And she
said,
like,
marriage is so overrated.
She's like, it was so overrated and it's uncomfortable. I just want to live my single life and just enjoy myself.
So it worked out exactly how you wanted.
Exactly what I wanted. And then her other girlfriend, just had a boyfriend this past year, and she's like, oh, she's like, I'm ready to leave. He's pulling me down.
He's dragging me down.
And she's like,
wow.
And when she broke up, she's like, oh, I feel free. That's exactly what she said.
Wow.
And that's exactly. So they're aware of what kind of boy that they want. And so she's like, I don't like any boy right now. But she's like, these boys like me. I was like, you keep going that way.
They learn so much more than we have in decades.
But yes, you know what? I actually enjoyed dating in middle school because that's when it was like fun. Like, if you liked a boy, then they started liking you back.
But and
that's
you a liking.
Yeah, yeah, it was nothing serious. It's nothing
so
serious.
So she was talking to a boy that really liked her and they liked each other. But at the same time, we are all so much, the girls nowadays are so much more busier than we were. We don't have time to be on a phone call all day after school.
Writing in our notebook.
Yes, there's no time for that. Right when you come home, you've got things to do. You've
it was because we were not in any sports.
That's what it is.
I wasn't.
So Rhea's chosen sports over boys.
Good for her.
Yes. Good job, but she still talks to boys.
But I also think, like, hey, let's just be honest, right? Like, our families did not grow up with money.
No. Yep.
Like, Rhea's volleyball is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
We, like, Donovan's guitar lessons, you know, cheer.
Yeah.
Our parents never had the money to do that. So we never had anything after school. It was take the bus home, walk home. We let ourselves in the house. We were there for like a couple hours before our parents came home after work.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we were those kids.
And we were responsible and didn't even do anything.
I know. Exactly. I was so scared. One time, I remember one time someone gave me a cigarette, like, I think it was in eighth grade, and I came home, and I was, like, trying to smoke it in the backyard, and I was coughing, and then I was like, oh, my God, they're going to smell it when they get, I was, like, so dumb, but I was so innocent back then.
Yes.
I was, like, so scared, like, when my parents came home, and they went in the backyard, like, they could smell the cigarette from 2 hours ago. Like, how, but that was just, like, how great I was. Like, I, you know, and the fact that I have Laurel, like, a crazy person is beyond me because they were like, oh, how you were probably bad. I was good.
I was they're just so looking at you right good. Now.
But then, yes.
Now she's wild. You know how you say you go quiet.
But I was so good back then. I never wanted to, you know, senior skip days and the skip days, whatever.
Yeah.
I was so scared. I'd be in a car and be like, that person knows I'm skipping. That person's going to call the cops on me. That. It's like when you smoke weed and you're paranoid. That's how I was, like, just normal, right?
So
I was so paranoid.
I skipped some classes in college. Still have nightmares now. Till now, I still have nightmares. I was like, did I even get my diploma? Did I get my degree?
My God.
Because I was like, because you're so scared. You want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Till now, I'm like, where's my diploma? Did I graduate?
Sujata.
My experience was so different. I was so bad. I was bad from like 12 years old.
What? You?
Just like smoking weed, drinking, ditching school.
Okay, listen, I was smoking weed in high school. But back then, that shit was like cool. When I smoked a vape pen, I thought that shit was like how we used to smoke. Nope. That shit is different now.
I could not imagine.
You were bad?
I was bad. I'm good now. And now.
Right? You were so good.
Yeah. I wonder why that changed.
I don't know.
Is it after
after kids, after you got to be like a
role
model. I have
too much to lose now, you know? Like there's a
or like you're like
lose.
I already did everything. What else is there to do? You
it's
miss?
It's not worth it.
It's
absolutely
not. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's absolutely worth it. I mean, I go crazy because I'm all also the mentality like, I don't know how long, you know, shit can change. Like, take advantage of when you can do it still. Right?
I agree with you.
Live in the moment. That's my thing. And I will say no if I don't want to do something that's, you know, I say no and I'm okay with that. But like, if I want to do something or if I want to plan something, if I want to like hang out, if I want to like smoke, if I want to drink, if I want to like party my balls, my balls off. But, you know, I'm going to do it because I can do it. Yes. I can physically still do it. And, you know.
No, but it's a good mentality to have. Just live it up.
Mm-hmm. Because there was a time that I was very depressed.
You can live it up and not necessarily do things.
Of course. I agree.
No. Hey, I think we had a conversation about that. Yeah. You don't have to like.
No, you don't have to go wild. You don't have to go wild.
You do you though.
But like that's what makes me like happy. I love being like that. And so there was a point where when I found out stuff with Breslin, I didn't do anything. Like. I did not drink for like a year.
Wow. What?
I didn't want to go outside. I didn't want to hang out. Aww. I didn't want to be around people.
That's
I didn't
so
want
to
do
you.
Anything. I know. And you met me kind of in that era.
I did.
And I wasn't enjoying the normal things that brought me enjoyment.
Yeah.
And now I'm over that like darkness. That and now like I just want to soak it all in, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just like
I get it.
I don't know maybe just like that experience is just, you know, and
it's a good thing that you have that.
I think so.
I think it's nice to see that because we can all get hung up and like just not let ourselves enjoy things, like, oh, whatever is going through our minds or whatever we're going through. Mm-hmm. You don't let loose and just have fun, but you gotta live your life and enjoy the chances you have.
Yeah, be your authentic self.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do what you want to do and fuck what people think about what you're
absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If people don't like me doing the things I'm doing and while I'm being a mother, then that's their problem.
Then they can leave your circle.
Right. If they don't do it, if they're like, oh, my husband won't let me go on a girl's trip. Well, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
My husband. You know what I
that's
mean?
That's not
like,
your problem. Yeah.
I feel like people who judge other people, there's something reason why they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're completely content, you wouldn't have any thoughts of like what I'm doing or what other people are doing or what you're not doing.
Yep.
If you want to do it, then fucking do it yourself.
Yes.
And if you don't want to
do
it, then
don't knock somebody
else.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't.
Like our thing is just like be you. Yeah. And this is why in our circle and our friendship and you, and this is why, you know, you fit with everything. It's like we're not judging people because I know we don't got our shit together either.
No.
You know?
We're trying, but we're just enjoying life at the same time. You're enjoying it the way you want to. You're enjoying, just let us all be. You're not judging me for, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
vice versa. And I'm not judging you.
It's all love here.
Yes, absolutely. Right. There's no judgment. We're all just loving each other for who you are and whatnot.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. I mean, that was a lot, girl.
Yeah, that was heavy.
A lot of weight. I mean, I feel like you needed this. You had that held in for a while.
It was. Ooh, but I'm just saying, like,
deep.
I love it because.
No, go ahead. Preach.
I'm like, I don't think it's good that we don't judge each other either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're saying these girlfriends or whoever is judging you for whatever, I don't think that's right. You know, you should do whatever you want to do. And it shouldn't be that's wrong that you're a mom and you're doing such. That's none of their business to judge you.
Yeah, I'm not raising their kids.
We're going to turn around and judge them also. They don't want to be judged being like, oh, my husband's controlling me and blah, blah,
here's
blah.
Here's what I know. Laurel, do you think I'm cool?
Yes.
Our kids think we're cool, right?
Yes.
I don't know about mine, but
nah, you're cool.
Oh,
but
definitely.
But
I already said yes.
What I want to say is that you should be like, if you don't have a mom tribe or your girlfriends who have your back, try to lift you up, are there for no matter what. Like when, I mean, you guys were there when, you know, breast and surgery, my dad, when you go through the hard times and the good times and are there and like, no matter what, you're just there. And even if it's just to be there and not say something or just to like let it all loose or just, you know what? Hey, if you don't want to talk about whatever, if you just want to get fucking wasted, I get it. I'll be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just be there and no judgment. And I feel like, and you can be yourself with your friendships. Like that's what friendship is. Mm-hmm. Not like, oh my God, did you see what Sujata's wearing or whatever? You know, because right. I know that that exists and that's very tough. If you can't, yeah. if you have to worry about what you're wearing in front of like your friends or worry about what you say or what you do or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
that's not true friendship.
It takes a lot.
No, not at all.
100% comfortable.
And if they do judge.
And at our age, I'm tired. I'm tired. I have to be myself. I'm too tired to be something different.
Mm. You got to love yourself. You really, really have to love yourself.
At this age, we have finite energy. We don't have enough to be spending mm-hmm. trying to impress our peers.
Yeah.
You're right. You know? We just need mm-hmm. to impress ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, take it or leave it.
Yes.
Yeah. I got enough friends.
Yep.
But it feels so good when you don't give a care.
I know. Right. And it's not like I have enough friends. I'm always welcome. Like, you know, it's not like she's cool, but I have enough friends. No. If you fit in and you're great, great. Mm-hmm. Broaden the circle. Whatever. But if you don't, that's okay. And if you don't like me, cool.
Peace. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was our episode. Thank you for being our special guest.
We loved it.
Girl.
Yes.
Home girl.
What do you want to say?
It's great.
No, I wanted to say.
Girl, I don't know. All right. remember to rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. Follow us on our Instagram.
Authentically moms.
Authentically moms. And we will see you next week. You do you, boo.
Yes. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.